Chapter 18, Section 1.1, A Little Too Much of What You Wanted. With the transformation starting within government IT, Liam had taken the role as CTO of HMG. I would occasionally pop in and discuss the changes, even meeting up with departments to review projects with part of spend control. I was often brutal, challenging the cost, the lack of customer focus and the endless attempts to specify that which was uncertain. It was during one of these discussions that I mapped out the space and used the map to show a particularly galling cost overspend and how a vendor was trying to lock us in with ever-increasing upgrade costs. Using the map, I pointed out to Liam how we could break this vendor's stranglehold. He nodded and then said something very unexpected. "What's that?" What happened in the next 5 minutes was an eye-opening revelation to me. I had known Liam for some time. We had worked together on the Better for Less paper and discussed the issues of evolution, but somehow, in all of this, I had never explained to him what my maps were. Whilst Liam could see the potential of maps, I was befuddled. How did he not know what these were? I started talking with other CEOs, CIOs and CTOs and rapidly discovered that nobody knew what maps were. Even more shocking, despite my assumption that everyone else had their own way of mapping, it turned out that no one did. It finally dawned on me that the incredibly wise senior executive in the Arts Hotel who had asked, "Does this strategy make sense?" wasn't testing me. He didn't have a clue. But this question had sent me spiraling off on this journey, CXREF, hashtag chapter 1 on being lost, chapter 1. It seemed it wasn't just me who had been faking it as a CEO. It was in 2013 that this revelation truly hit home. I was working for the Leading Edge Forum, a private research organization, with access to the great and good of many industries and many governments. I had undertaken a very informal survey of around 600 companies and concluded that only 4 of those companies had anything remotely equivalent to a map. In each of these cases, they were using mental models. The entire world was playing a game of chess without ever looking at the board. Suddenly, my successor taking over the entire cloud space with Ubuntu despite the wealth and size of competitors made sense. Their inability to counter my moves was simply due to blindness. The executives may have been paid million-dollar salaries, but they were playing snap in a game of chess. Part of the problem with the Better for Less paper was I had assumed that everyone had some form of maps. Without these, it would be next to impossible to remove duplication and bias, to introduce challenge into the system and to apply the right methods. I had talked about spend control becoming the institutional seat of learning for government, but this wasn't going to happen if nobody had maps to compare. I cannot underestimate how important that simple statement from Liam was. Without it, I could have carried on assuming everyone knew how to map for many more years. I owe Liam a great debt of thanks.